reinforces many of the points you've just heard. First of all of us in Age Action fully supports this protest meeting organised by the Irish Secret Citizens Parliament, because there is no doubt this footage has hit older people, but most particularly it hit the sickest, the most vulnerable and the poorest of older people. One point we want to stress, as made already, is we must resist the attempts to drive a wedge between older people and younger people. Why would we want to attack our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren? And why would they want to attack us? In Ireland, we've got a lot of intergenerational solidarity that's very precious, and we have to stop people destroying it. And that's critical for all of us. Now, the government suggests as one of its planks that it is going to protect the most vulnerable in society. And I've got one or two questions that we have to raise with TDs and ministers as well. First of all, how can a fivefold increase in the prescription charge support people with chronic illness having 20 medications a day? People in chronic illness need support, not penalties and barriers. The abolition of the phone allowance. How can the abolition of the phone allowance, and has already been said, the personal alarm and also the security alarm, help people who are housebound, who are living alone or living in remote areas? The phone is not just a phone, it's a lifeline, as you see. It's a lifeline and has to be kept. Withdrawal of medical cards and restrictions, you've heard already. How can that help people in sickness to have a good standard of life and easy access to health services? Lastly, the abolition of the bereavement grant, as somebody's already said, how can withdrawal of the bereavement grant help older people deal with the loss of their spouse and partner? It can't. It does the very opposite. Now, it's our hope that this is the first event in a campaign to change the government's views about the budget. But the second step, and this is critically important, it's a great show out today, but every one of us has to go back and contact our TDs and ask these questions, and how can they justify this budget proposal? And how does it protect the most vulnerable? And it's critically important we challenge them to support our proposals for a fair and equal Ireland that includes everybody of all ages. Thank you.